The Federal Agriculture Minister has called an urgent meeting of environment and water officials in the wake of the recent fish kills in New South Wales. David Littleproud has also proposed a $5 million native fish management strategy with the money to be taken from the Murray-Darling Basin funds. It comes as up to a million fish lie rotting in the Darling River near Broken Hill. And the New South Wales government says it's bracing for another mass fish kill this week, as Thomas Arete reports.
Images of up to a million dead fish in the Darling River at Menindee have gone viral, and it seems it wasn't an isolated incident. Niall Blair is the New South Wales Primary Industries Minister.
We know that we've got really high temperatures right across the state and a lot of poor water quality situations, particularly brought on by the extended drought. So unfortunately we are expecting that we may see more fish kills right across New South Wales. In fact, we had one up near Port Macquarie on Friday.
Government officials, experts and those living around the river system continue to express their views on why the fish kill happened. And over the weekend, the state opposition claimed the government had ignored advice from Fisheries New South Wales years ago. Mick Veitch is State Labor's water spokesman.
They actually were told by their fisheries experts, their very own fisheries experts, way back in 2012, that if you change the rules to water usage in the Barwon-Darling system, you put a grave risk to the aquatic culture when those river flows get to be in a low state. Well, the government knew this and they can't say they didn't.
Niall Blair denies that, saying recommended changes from the Fisheries Authority were put in place that year and they remain in the Barwon-Darling water sharing plan now. But regardless of who's to blame, he warns conditions along the river aren't on anyone's side.
We're just looking at everything that we can, particularly if we have any water that we may be able to release from some of our storages. But across the state, our storages are looking very low. The high temperatures, the number of algal blooms that we have across the state, and the fact that we don't have a lot of flowing water means this is a real challenge. And it's certainly something that we're taking very seriously.
There's also a race against time. The fish floating in the river need to be removed, and if they're not, they could sink to the bottom or decompose. And bacteria could once again rob the water of oxygen. Greg Hill is the general manager of the Central Darling Shire Council. He says a contractor will begin the clean-up this week.
That's being funded through the state government. State government is putting the money up, but council will be controlling the operations. There's still a number of carcasses in the water and it's starting to smell a bit and we're getting a number of complaints from residents nearby.
The cleanup's expected to take 4 to 5 days. And in the meantime, the Federal Agriculture and Water Resources Minister, David Littleproud, has called a meeting of state and federal water managers and environmental water holders. He wants them to discuss the immediate risk of further fish kills and review federal and state environmental water priorities. The minister has also proposed a native fish management and recovery strategy at a cost of $5 million, and he's echoed concerns that we could see more fish kills very soon. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government's doing what it can.
Well, it's a devastating ecological event, and I think particularly for those who live all throughout that region, just the sheer visual image of this is just terribly upsetting.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and Thomas Arete with that report.